We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we can help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Wicks, and it continues to be the 3rd of September 2011 as we are moving rapidly toward the autumn months. And we are revisiting, in light of the 10th anniversary of September 11th, some of the evidence that the official story is just full of holes, ladies and gentlemen. And I know a lot of people have talked about this on a continual basis. I don't on a regular basis because there's just so much other things to talk about. But once in a while, we have to go back and examine this stuff for those who haven't done the research, who haven't spent the time looking into it. And certainly anybody that does and has an open mind about it, I think would have to at least have some questions about the about how this thing, how anything could possibly well, it's just ridiculous. It's such a fairy tale to think that it could have happened the way they said it happened. You know, and here's the thing that really, I mean, just the thought, Arthur, that they that 19 Arabs, or that anybody could simultaneously hijack 4 aircraft at the same time and crashed them into specific targets. Of course, the one out that crashed outside of Pittsburgh didn't make it to its target. But just the thought that 4 airplanes could be hijacked simultaneously, successfully, you know, ought to raise some red flags right there, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. They shouldn't have been able to. None of those planes should have been able to get away with it. They're supposed to scramble. Once a plane doesn't respond the way it's supposed to, they're supposed to be scrambling fighter jets into the air in a matter of a few minutes. The plane crashed into the Pentagon. Andrews Air Force Base is 11 miles from the Pentagon. What is that in a jet fighter? Maybe 7 seconds or something? I mean, you know, and they never scrambled them until after it crashed into the Pentagon. One, the two planes, the one that crashed in western Pennsylvania, was shot down, of course, and the one that crashed into the Pentagon, they were in the air for an hour and 20 minutes, an hour and a half, and nobody went after them. Nothing happened. Apparently, the fighters were told to stand down, to not scramble after these jets. So that's even more amazing. And,
yeah,
of course,
go ahead.
And of course, there's also the fact that there's no proof that those the people whose names we've been given were on the planes. In departure lounges, they didn't have them at Logan for some amazing reason, but at Dulles and at Newark, they have video cameras in the departure lounges showing who's boarding a plane. And the FBI has never released those tapes. So there's no evidence whatever that any one of those 19 people was on any one of those planes.
Okay,
who knows?
Let's take a break here. We've got a longer segment straight ahead. And folks, you're certainly welcome to call in if you want. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is Govern America, visiting with Arthur Naaman. We'll be back here in just a moment.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. The website, once again, is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And on the right-hand side of the page, under the guest information, there's a big on-air sign that's flashing, and underneath that there is the guest information, and the name is Arthur Naiman. The book, 9/11, The Simple Facts, Why the Official Story Can't Possibly Be True. And you can click on the link there and go to Amazon.com and get the book. Arthur, before the break, you were talking about how some of the people's names, you know, a lot of the people that weren't even, that were allegedly were the hijackers, they weren't even on the passenger list of the people that were supposedly on the flight. Is that what you said?
There's a lot of question about the passenger list being accurate, but there's a sort of debate about that. So whether those jive with who they accuse, I guess by now they've kind of got them fixed so that they do. But they have cameras in the departure lounge showing who's boarding the plane, mm-hmm. and they won't release those tapes. Nor will they release the tapes of the plane crashing into the Pentagon or whatever happened. There is a video they've released, but it's ridiculous. It's, you can't see anything, and you cannot see a plane. You definitely can't see a plane. So who knows what that is, but I know they must have better video than that. They certainly have it in the departure lounges, and they just won't release it, showing that these people were even on the plane. And then there's all these stories about how they were still alive afterwards.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. The BBC actually quoted some of these people that were allegedly the hijackers that were on the list. They, you know, the funny thing is, that they, you supposedly, now, you know, the first thing that you think when you see something like that is, well, this is obviously a huge intelligence failure. You know, the CIA must have, you know, had their head firmly implanted in their posterior, and they weren't paying attention or whatever. You know, and so we're supposed to believe that they were caught blindsided, that this wasn't something that they were following. They hadn't paid attention to the chatter or whatever, whatever the spooks do. But at the same time, right after it happened, it didn't take very long for them to have the names and the pictures of the alleged perpetrators.
Right, exactly. Well, they were, there was plenty of warning. They were warned by dozens of countries, very specific stuff about, one of them even said 19 people. One of them said that they were that they were going to hijack planes and fly them into buildings. This is from Egypt, from Britain, from Israel, from Jordan, from Italy, from Russia, from Egypt. So they knew. And Condoleezza Rice says they knew about it. What's the quote? It stated that FBI information indicates patterns of suspicious activity in this country, consistent with preparations for hijackings or other types of attack. When she was asked about this at the 9/11 Commission hearing, she said, it wasn't something we felt we needed to do anything about. So,
yeah,
it's just insane. I mean, they were warned left and right. And, in fact, lots of people were told not to fly. The mayor, the I guess he was the ex-mayor. Maybe he was still the mayor.
Willie Brown in San Francisco, right?
Yeah, they said don't fly. The security people at the airport called the night before and said don't fly. He said, why not? He said, they just said don't fly.
Yeah, I remember. I got that article from the San Francisco Chronicle.
Right.
And he explained that away. He said, well, I always get briefings like this. This is part of a routine thing. They frequently warn me about different things. That, you know, I mean, it's like, excuse me, you know, you didn't think anything of it? That's what he said. He said he didn't think anything of it. They're telling you not to fly. You don't think anything of it?
Right. The whole story makes no sense. It just, whatever you look at it, just their explanations make no sense. Here's one I think that's really kind of amazing. The Twin Towers contained about 4 million square feet of office space in which there were, who knows, tens of thousands of desks and chairs and computers and printers and cubicles and filing cabinets and telephones and light fixtures and water coolers and toilets and sinks, equipment of every conceivable sort. And here's what a firefighter, a guy named Joe Casaligi, found, or rather he didn't find in the wreckage as he was going through it. He said, you don't find a desk, you don't find a chair, you don't find a telephone, a computer. The biggest piece of a telephone I found was half of the keypad. That's the biggest thing he found. So wherever you look, it's just, the story is just, makes no sense. It's completely incredible. And the only way that the story continues, if the story continues, is by people refusing to look at it. Because when you look at it, it falls apart.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, you know. And then we have certain very unique coincidences. And that's one of the things. Back when this all started happening, when this all happened and I started looking at it, we would come across, there were a group of researchers and myself, we would come across something that, you know, I would think, that's an interesting coincidence. You know, but, you know, we move along to something else and, that's an interesting coincidence. And it started to get to the point where there were so many different things like that that just, boy, that's bizarre, you know. To the point where it started adding up to a mountain of evidence, and then you start coming across some of the harder things to explain that are just coincidences that are way too coincidental to be coincidental. Go ahead.
Here's my favorite thing along those lines. The BBC television, you know, World Service television, announced on live TV that Building 7 had been destroyed. 20 minutes before it happened, you can see the building in the window behind the announcer. And then they apologized, saying that the confusing event, you know, they said, well, there were a lot of confusing events going on that day, but how do confusing events make you psychic, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I've been confused. I've never been psychic, though, you know.
Yeah, so it's almost like they had a script ahead of time, and they got a little ahead of the script, right?
Exactly. They obviously had a script ahead of time. There's no other possible explanation for it. And then there's all kinds of other stuff. The firefighters on the street were saying things like, that building's about to blow up. Keep your eye on that building. It'll be coming down. In fact, there's a guy, you can look at the video on the Internet, Kevin McPadden, heard an actual countdown on a radio held by a Red Cross worker, you know, 3, 2, 1, boom. That's quite a coincidence, right?
Now that's something I hadn't heard. Can you say that again?
Yeah, his name is Kevin McPadden, McPadden. And if you just Google, if you just Google Kevin McPadden, you'll find the video and you'll hear him talking about it. He was an Air Force medic, and he was a first responder, and he was down there, and he was hearing all the stuff from the police. We're moving the command post over this way. That building's coming down, and we're walking back because the building is about to blow up, et cetera, all that stuff. And then he heard this Red Cross worker doing a countdown into a walkie-talkie as he walked by.
Wow.
And it's right on the internet. It's just put his name in, and you'll get it.
That's interesting. You know, and another thing that really comes to mind when you talk about that is the fact that the Federal Emergency Management Agency, you know, Dan Rather, actually, we had the audio from Dan Rather interviewing a guy from FEMA Search and Rescue who actually said that they had arrived on Monday night for a drill.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, we arrived Monday evening and swung into action on Tuesday morning.
Right.
You know, the problem is, you know, why did they arrive? And it comes out now they had scheduled a drill on the morning of 9/11. You know, what a coincidence is that, huh?
Right, exactly. And all the planes on the East Coast were in some sort of drill. See, that's the best way to prevent people from responding. I mean, you could just sort of tell them not to do it, which obviously happened too. But also, if you've got a drill on, then people will say, oh, that's just the drill. It's not really happening.
Mm-hmm.
And that was sort of their excuse for why those fighters took so long to get off the ground. Those planes, you shouldn't be able to hijack a plane. There should be a fighter on your tail, as there was on the plane in Pennsylvania, although it was more than an hour later. But within a few minutes, there would be a fighter on your tail. And to fly a plane into the Pentagon,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to see somebody try that, you know, and see how long it took them to respond.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, is that, you know, under ordinary circumstances, you wouldn't be able to get an aircraft anywhere near the Pentagon.
That's right.
You know, I mean, and this is where it just gets so ridiculous. It's just completely asinine. Anybody who thinks logically would have to say, you know, we're talking about the most protected airspace in the entire world.
Right.
You know, the airspace over the National Mall and the Plaza and over the Pentagon, this is the heart of the entire U.S. Command and control structure, and we're led to believe that these people just wandered in. You know, I mean, they got radar and everything, and, you know.
Exactly right.
It's ridiculous.
Exactly right, and it was after both of the Twin Towers had been destroyed that those planes were still sitting on the ground 11 miles away from the Pentagon. They weren't even in the air.
Yeah, and I read on NORAD's website back some time ago that their official excuse for that is that, well, prior to 9/11, NORAD was pretty much focused on threats from outside the United States and Canada, and now, since 9/11, now we've refocused our efforts inward as well. So in other words, you know, we weren't paying any attention to our national airspace. We were focusing on things, invasions from without. You know,
I know, it's incredible.
You know, the level of BS, yeah, it's just that. It's incredible. Hey, we have a caller on the line, and we're almost up to break time. I'll tell you what, Jim in Kansas, just hang with us. We'll take you after the break. And, folks, you're welcome to call in as well, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We're visiting with Arthur Naiman. And, once again, his book, 9/11, The Simple Facts, Why the Official Story Can't Possibly Be True. There's just so much in the book and so much that people need to explore. Maybe on little later on, I'd like to talk about maybe Securicom, if you're familiar with that.
Sure.
Because that once again, we're talking about coincidences that are way too coincidental to be a coincidence, and that's just remarkable to me as well. So let's go ahead and take the break, and when we come back, we'll take Jim in Kansas. And, folks, if you'd like to jump on board, you're welcome to as well, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back with Arthur Naiman here in just a few minutes.
Corporate.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. The website, once again, is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com, and you can get the book 9/11, The Simple Facts, Why the Official Story Can't Possibly Be True by Arthur Naiman. He's our guest today, and we're talking about 9/11 in light of the fact that the 10th anniversary is coming up here, and I think we need to explore this from time to time and go back for new listeners who maybe weren't aware of this information to understand why we're being lied to. And all the stuff that's going on today with the police state, the removal of our freedoms in the name of supposedly keeping us safe, you know, it's all unnecessary. It's a lie. It's all based upon a faulty foundation. And I want to go to the phone lines and talk to Jim in Kansas. And, folks, you're welcome to call in as well, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And, Jim, good morning.
Good morning. You know, it surprises me that nobody has ever caught the significance of that little film that they released on the Pentagon impact. It was every sixth frame, from what I understand. And if you've ever been to a 4th of July fireworks show, you'll see those bombs go up and you'll hear the big boom, you know, and then they fly out and then the sparklers go off. And then every once in a while they'll have one. You see a flash, a real quick, brilliant white flash, and you hear nothing for a couple of seconds, and then the ground shakes. You know the difference what I'm talking about? Have you seen that?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, that's the speed of the burn of the HE, the high explosive. The real fast burners do a specific job. You put them in a mine and down a hole, and they'll a fast burning will not. You'll see a little bitty explosion on the top, but if you dig down, you'll find that all the rock around it is powder. Now a slow burning will lift a mountain of rock, lift it up 50 foot in the air, and let it fall back down, break it all up, but it will not turn it to powder. Now, on the Pentagon, it was a very fast burning, and that's what that film shows. It was so fast that the heat from that explosion started to melt water on the camera lens. You can see in the film, watch the water, little droplets, the early morning dew that didn't get burned off by the morning sun was on that camera lens, and it started melting some of that water or vaporizing it. But yeah. It also showed the contrail, and it showed that brilliant white flash that is characteristic of a shape charge. And a shape charge, S-H-A-P-E, shape charge, all you got to do is Google one, and you can see how they work. And the shape charge has a footprint. It cleans the ground around it, but does not dig a hole, except right dead center. And there it pushes a hole right straight down, or whichever way it's aimed. And in the Pentagon case, it pushed a 12-foot diameter hole through three of the buildings.
So, I guess I'm not sure quite what you're arguing. Are you saying that the Pentagon was hit by a plane, or
absolutely, because it shows that brilliant white flash of a rapid burning powder?
Okay, Arthur, let's address that, because my understanding is that the tape he's talking about, the video he's talking about, wasn't released right away. They went around and confiscated all the footage. I mean, there's a lot of security cameras in the area. I mean, we're talking about the Pentagon here, so it's very well surveilled. And yet, all the tapes and everything from all the cameras were confiscated after 9/11, supposedly because it's a part of an official federal investigation. And then it took them a long time to release this official footage. You got any comments on that, and also what the caller is talking about?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. They were all confiscated, and when they released them, like this one of the, which is, the Pentagon's own camera, you can barely see what's happening. It certainly is a white flash, and that certainly makes sense that it could be a high explosive. I don't even see the contrail. All I see is that white flash. When they finally released the other ones, and it wasn't just security cameras. I mean, it was security cameras, but it was things for, like, 7-Elevens and hotels and stuff that had the Pentagon in their view out the window, and all of that stuff, you can't tell what's going on, and it's just nonsense. There must be really high-quality stuff that they're not releasing.
Well, the fuel from an airplane does not burn with a white flash.
That's a really good point.
It burns with a reddish burn that quickly turns to a blackish because it lacks oxygen.
That's exactly right, and if you look at the planes that hit the World Trade Centers, you see that it's a completely different kind of explosion. That's a really good point. I never thought of that before.
And then number two is the results. The face of the building almost was intact. There was windows that weren't even broken.
Right.
Okay, and there was some of it, the fascia was knocked off. Well, those buildings are made with poles that do the support, and then the floor level, and then there's just concrete block, you know, as a fascia. And on the front where they wanted to show, they put on a little fascia on top. Well, that fascia was knocked off in part, but in most of it was still on there. And that is the footprint of a shape charge, because the shape charge, at where it goes off, let's say it's on your kitchen table pointed down, the table will be there remaining, but everything on the table will be blown off by a little, not really an explosion, a kind of a flash, you know. It'll push it away. But the table will have a hole right straight down.
Right.
Right straight down.
There's a lot of debate, and I didn't make a big deal out of it because there's a lot of debate, and there's so much stuff about which there's no possible debate.
And the contrail does show.
Okay.
You can see the contrail clearly.
Can you hold over the break? We'll finish up with you after the break. And, folks, we're visiting with Arthur Naaman, and the book is 9/11, The Simple Facts, Why the Official Story Can't Possibly Be True. And we're going to continue here after the break here on Govern America. Stay with us. And the phone number is 800-313-9443. We'll be back here in a moment here on Govern America.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, visiting with Arthur Naiman, the author of the book 9/11, The Simple Facts, Why the Official Story Can't Possibly Be True. You can get the book, once again, on the website at governamerica.com. www.governamerica.com. It's under the guest information on the right-hand side of the page. Just click the link, and it'll take you right to it over there on Amazon.com. We have Jim in Kansas on the line, and folks, you're welcome to jump in as well. 800-313-9443. It's 800-313-9443. And also we have Eric in Georgia. We'll get to you in a moment, but we have some open lines. You're welcome to jump on board. You know, one thing about this Pentagon thing that really strikes me as we're talking about is that, Arthur, is the complete lack of wreckage. You know, there are a number of people that talk about that, that the hole that fits the Pentagon isn't consistent with that of an aircraft, a jetliner. It's not big enough. Has there been any wreckage that was spotted?
Well,
I guess there's really no way to tell since all the surveillance tapes were gone.
Well, they made the area off limits until sometime in late October or something, so it's a little hard to see. There's a big debate about whether a plane hit it or not. It's very complicated and technical, which is why I didn't do much about it, because it doesn't really affect, what Jim is saying is very interesting, that the explosion does look completely different from the explosions in the Twin Towers, which I'd never thought of before. But whether there was a plane or whether there wasn't, the story is still the same. The official
Here's another thing about this.
Uh-huh.
I remember, and I was working at a CBS affiliate at the time, and I had just started working there. I spent most of my career, 17, 18 years, working for the news media, the local media, and I got a job at the CBS affiliate right after this 9/11 happened, and I remember sitting there watching this whole thing unfold on TV, and the numerous times over and over and over and over again that they showed the Twin Towers, the mm-hmm. planes hitting the towers.
Right.
I mean, it was just a constant bombardment of these images, these horrific images of the people in New York City, and yet you never saw really very much at all of the Pentagon, which is a scene of another, that's just as much, just as important in my view. I mean, obviously you have the human element more pronounced in New York City, but why didn't they show the Pentagon?
It's a very good question.
By the way, Arthur, there is one more thing that deserves some looking into, and I don't know, I can't justify this. I don't know if it's fact or not, but I did hear that the Secretary of Defense announced just the day before the impact on the Pentagon that they were missing something like $2.3 trillion and they couldn't find it.
Right.
And then I heard later that the thing that hit the Pentagon, which I'm going to call a missile because I believe it is, hit the rooms where the computers were and the personnel were that were doing the research on that and on that missing money. And since that time, you've never heard any talk at all about the missing money.
Right. It's a very, very good point. It destroyed all those records. That's why you haven't heard about it. And there was a plane flying at the Pentagon. Everybody saw that. The question was whether or not it hit it or flew over it. But that plane could have hit the other side of the Pentagon where all the brass, the offices of all the brass were. Instead, it did an incredible swooping dive and turn, which many people and pilots for 9/11 should think is impossible to do on a jetliner.
Because of the ground effect. I'm a pilot, and I know what the ground effect is. And you cannot fly in a plane that big at 550 miles an hour that close to the ground.
Right.
And, the spools out in front were 8 foot in diameter, and not one of them were touched. And
right.
The thing had to go right over them.
Exactly. So it seems impossible for there to have hit. But in any case, what got blown up was the other side of the Pentagon from where the plane was approaching,
yeah.
which had recently been reinforced and which contained all the records on that $2.3 trillion that was, quote, missing.
Isn't that convenient?
Yes.
Yeah. Once again, another coincidence, huh?
Yeah.
It was a highly accurate shot.
Thank you so much for the call there, Jim.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
You're
let's
doing a great job. And, hang in there.
Yeah, let's go to Georgia and talk to Eric. Eric, you're on the air. Do we have Eric? Okay, go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, hi. I just want to ask your guest if he's familiar with the work of Phil McConnell. He's a retired airline pilot and a former Marine jet fighter pilot. He claims, or if I understand him correctly, he indicates that it was two drones that hit the World Trade Center towers. They were drones. And also that it wasn't any jetliner that hit the Pentagon. It may have been another type of plane, but it certainly wasn't a jetliner. Are you familiar with him?
No, I'm not, actually. There's a lot of stuff in this that's you have to wonder about. So I just focused on the stuff that's clearly untrue. But if you want to investigate anything having to do with aircraft, there's an organization called Pilots for 9/11 Truth. That's their website, pilotsfor911truth.org. And they have tons of stuff. You can go into any of these aspects of it in great depth.
Well, his website is abledanger.net. But it seems to me there's so many inconsistencies in the official story that you almost have to conclude that it was a false flag operation.
It certainly looks that way. I mean, there's so many things that are so. I'll give you another example. Where did all the floors go? There was 90,000 tons of concrete in the floors of the ground the Twin Towers, and there were no floors on the bottom. You can see, anybody can see in the debris. You could walk up onto it. There should have been a stack of floors. If it happened the way they said it did, there should have been a stack of floors hundreds of feet high, and that's not what's there.
So exactly. Exactly. And how do you get jet fuel? How does jet fuel pulverize a building, and how do you get jet fuel? How do you get molten metal coming streaming out? It doesn't make any sense.
No, that's right. There was tons of molten steel, rivers of it, and there are many, many witnesses. I quote them all in the book, who attest to that. And they asked the head investigator for NIST, the final report on this, what he thought of it. He said, "I haven't heard any reports of molten metal." And in my book, I put it opposite the page of all these quotes of all these people talking about it, including one of the head engineers for the World Trade Center.
I just think it's a shame that all these researchers for 9/11 truth or similar researchers can't just get together and compare notes.
You know? Well, there is a lot of the important thing, I think, for me at least, is that although there's a debate about a lot of small technical points, there's absolutely no disagreement that the whole thing makes no sense, the official story makes no sense.
And that's one thing about it. There's a whole lot of people, Arthur, that have really caught on to this. I mean, excuse me, this issue has really taken off and really gone mainstream to a major degree, you know, to the point where I think, you know, it's getting to the point where it's much like the JFK assassination, mm-hmm. where people just don't buy it anymore. I mean, there are some people that are going to buy, you know, they're going to believe whatever they're told, and no matter what you do in the way of evidence, hey, if the government says it's absolute gospel and end of story, you know, but ordinary people who still have some thinking power left and are willing to look at things objectively, they look at an issue like this and think this just doesn't wash. There's just way too many questions, and there's just too much evidence that things just aren't right. You know, I'm wondering if you have heard of the Van Romero. There was a New Mexico tech came out and made the claim that the World Trade Center was exploded from within. This was actually reported in the mainstream press right after 9/11 happened. And then I think it was like the very next day, or it was a very short time after that anyway, he came right out and completely reversed his story and said, well, conspiracy theorists have latched on to what I said, and I wasn't saying that it wasn't, you know. And so he completely changed his story, and it's almost like, you know, you think about that, and that was reported in the Albuquerque Journal.
Mm-hmm.
He came out and said that conspiracy theorists have seized on Romero's comments as evidence for their argument that someone else, possibly the U.S. government, was behind the attack on the World Trade Center. And he says, I'm very upset about that. I'm not trying to say anything or did or did not happen. Somebody got to him.
Oh, yeah.
that's my thinking anyway.
Sure. You know, another example of that is the stuff with the molten steel. The structural engineer, a guy named Leslie Robinson, is on videotape saying there was a little river of steel flowing in the bottom. And there's a million quotes from other people, steel flowed in molten streams, because I don't read the whole page. It's one quote after another. And then he tried to deny that he ever said it, but in fact he's right there on video saying it.
You could even see the molten steel in the video. You could see it flowing.
That's right. If you look at particularly the South Tower, if you look at the collapse, before it collapses, in fact, on the cover, the picture I have on the cover of my book, you can see some little orange specks, which is molten steel. From about 5 seconds before it starts to come down, there are fountains, showers of molten steel visible on the outside of the building. That's absolutely right.
Hey, I appreciate the call, Eric. I want to move along here because time is getting away from us, and we have another caller
thank
here.
Thank you, Darren.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks, Eric.
And, folks, the phone number, if you'd like to call in, we still have some time left, is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And let's go to Vancouver and talk to Rick. Rick in Vancouver, go right ahead.
I have a little analogy for this, and that's the truth is a very large thing. It's like a mountain. And what we've seen on the regular media are like little billboards on that mountain. and they keep directing the attention of the general public to the small little billboards, but they can't cover up the truth. The truth is a huge mountain. And this is why we have all these things like Jim from Kansas talking about, you know, the very bright flash of a shaped charge. And, of course, in an airliner, you have the fuel in the wings, not in the nose of the airplane.
Right.
So you should see two marks of an explosion on either side of whatever that hole was, but it looks more like a shaped charge, a missile, something hit that, or it came from the inside, I don't know. There's that, you've probably heard the interview with that woman who just went into work and hit the start button on her computer or something, and the explosion went off, and then she walked out of that hole with her little infant child. I don't know if you've heard that interview.
No, I haven't.
Well,
I haven't either.
Pretty
moving.
That's
a good one. The other thing, too, though, is that if you look at the people involved, now, the man they claim to be Mohammed Atta, if you listen to the tape, I lived in the Middle East, and I'm experienced. I have a lot of experience listening to people speak English with Hebrew and Arabic accents.
Mm-hmm.
When that man is the recording from the first flight that hit the first building, apparently, that's definitely a Hebrew accent in English. It's not Arabic. I will bet my life on that. It's not.
Interesting.
And if you look at the pictures on the Internet of the man they call Mohammed Atta, there are at least two different people there. The young man who was an architectural urban planning student in Germany is not the same person that was in Florida. You just look at the pictures, they're just not the same person.
It's really interesting.
Yeah.
There's basically no evidence that any of the 19 people they said were involved. Now, some of them might have been, but there is no evidence
exactly
that any of them were involved.
And the one thing they all had in common is they all lost their passport or their ID at some point or another.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, look into that.
And
this so-called Mohammed Atta, he never went by that name in Germany or in Egypt. And he looks way too young to be the man who's pictured in Florida. And if you listen to the interview with the woman who supposedly the a girlfriend of this Mohammed Atta in Florida, this man spoke German, French, Hebrew, and I don't know if he spoke Arabic, frankly, but and he had a pilot's license from several countries. Now, you know, again, there's just so much information there, but when we talk to most people, we talk from a point of view of somebody who's learned thousands of bits of information about this that's contrary to the official story, and sometimes we can be just overwhelming to the, you know,
yeah,
to the person we talk
well,
to.
I think, and that's why shows like this are so important, to get people to try to kind of whet their appetite and try to get them to go and do their own research and to calmly take their time and ferret this thing out, you know, because there is a lot of information. This is one of the most rich issues facing our time in terms of the evidence and the things that you can uncover. I mean, it's literally limitless, isn't it, Arthur?
Yeah, it's just amazing how much stuff there's out there. And that's why I tried to focus on just the stuff that was the clearest, the hardest to argue with. If there's a dispute or a debate about it, I sort of just maybe mentioned it and moved on, because there's so much that proves just the cover of the book. If the top of the building isn't falling on the bottom of the building, how can it crush it? Right there, you're done, right?
Yeah, you know, I appreciate the call there, Rick. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Rick.
And again, you know, I'd like to talk a little bit about Securicom, because I don't know, you know, I mean, this is something that I guess, you know, people would say, well, how did this whole thing happen? You know, we talked about the planes hitting the towers and jet fuel not burning hot enough to bring the towers down. Well, then the question then becomes, how did the towers come down? I suppose that you believe probably that bombs were planted inside the building?
Well, controlled demolition is the only thing that – there are 14 things I mentioned in the book that are impossible under the official story, and controlled demolition explains all 14 of them. So what the book calls for is a new thorough investigation, independent investigation.
Well, the only problem with an investigation, I think any government investigation, comes down to a commission of inquiry, basically, where the points of reference are written, meaning that they can limit the scope of the investigation. So that's the only problem that I find with these federal investigations. You know, they appoint a quote-unquote independent counsel, but yet they write the points of reference for that you know, investigation. And so it comes out whatever way that it seems like they, it seems like government investigations are always like that. They go nowhere.
It has to be an independent investigation, but it isn't true. They always go nowhere. For example, there was a congressional inquiry into the JFK assassination that said it was a conspiracy. There didn't, not much ever came of that, but that was their conclusion.
Well, that's the problem. There's a lot of people consider the Warren Commission to be a total whitewash.
Well, not talking of the Warren Commission. This is later. This was
okay. All right. Very good.
Yeah, and also there's a movement by Mike Gravel, who used to be senator from Alaska, to have states fund an investigation. And, you know, they have the money. They can get subpoena power, and that way gets around the federal government because there's no reason to think the states were involved.
Well, certainly we need solutions, that's for sure, because certainly something needs to be done about this. All right, we have a couple more calls. We'll try to go roll through them after the break, so stay with us, folks. This is Govern America. We're visiting with Arthur Naaman. The book is 9/11, The Simple Facts. We'll be back here in just a moment.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more. Or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com.
All right, I want to hit the ground running here in this segment here. Terrorism is escalating to the point that Americans may soon have to choose between civil liberties and more intrusive means of protection, Defense Secretary William S. Cohen says. The nation's defense chief told the Army Times he once considered the chilling specter of armored vehicles surrounding civilian hotels and government buildings to block out terrorists as strictly an overseas phenomenon, but no longer. It could happen here, Cohen said. He concluded after 8 months of studying threats under the Pentagon microscope. Freelance terrorists with access to deadly chemical and biological bombs, quote, are going to change the way in which the American people view security in our own country, unquote. He predicted in a September 10th interview. That was just part of an article in the Times of the Architects, September 15th, ladies and gentlemen, 1997. Were they laying the groundwork for what they were going to do a few years later?
I don't think there's any question. I don't think there's any question but that they seized upon this. But there's all this evidence that they did more than just, you know, take advantage of the opportunity.
Yeah, well, they created the opportunity.
Yeah, that's I would certainly
that's
help
my
you.
Opinion on it. All right, let's roll through these calls real quickly. Michael in New York, you're on the air.
Good morning. Thank you. Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, you know, there was a lot of, like, prior to 9/11 here in New York City, all kinds of talk about if terrorism ever struck New York City, preparations a year just prior to 9/11. This was all clearly staged. New York City event with the Twin Towers, that wasn't smoke in the air or that big plume going through Manhattan, people running from it. That was all dust from something being totally, the buildings being totally incinerated by some kind of explosive, and it all settled on the ground. It was the rescue workers were knee-deep in it, proving that it was all a major explosion. There wasn't really any real burning, and like Arthur said, there wasn't any pancake collapsing of the floors at all. Everything was incinerated, turned into dust. Clearly showing all some kind of high-tech explosives. And in Pentagon, in the initial impact was only a 16-foot diameter hole in the wall of the building, and the 757 that supposedly crashed into it has a 64-foot diameter hole. Obviously, no such plane struck the Pentagon. And let's recall on CNN just a year or two ago, somebody released the film footage claiming that it was a plane striking the Pentagon, but you could see it was only a second or two of a video clip because all you seen was about a missile 20 feet long hurtling through the air. And so just those facts alone.
Do you have any comments on that?
Just one thing about all the dust and stuff. Yes, that's certainly proof that the buildings didn't just collapse from gravity. It's also interesting. People say, how could somebody do this? Well, Christine Todd Whitman, who was head of the EPA, said that air was safe to breathe, and that air has killed probably by now more people than died in those attacks. Mm-hmm. So if you doubt the ability of parts of the government anyway to do something like this, just look at that.
Yeah, all right. Hey, Michael, I appreciate it. I wish we had more time, but I think we could easily do another hour. Linda in Ohio, let's real quickly squeeze you in here. Linda.
Dr. Judy Wood has already done the investigation, and she, if you go to her website, Dr. Judy Wood, she says it was applied Tesla technology, and she has all the information and has filed a writ on behalf of the United States of America versus the defendants, and you'll see all the information on her website, drjudywood.com. Also, I want to say, I think it's very important that all of us maybe get a sentence in real quickly while all of these stations are covering 911 to throw some information out to the public. I don't know what it could be, a one-sentence trajectory into a radio station. I know last year on 1100 a.m. in Cleveland, they cut off.
I'm sorry, I got to cut you off. We're out of time there. Thank you for calling in, Linda. Thank you so much there, Arthur. Appreciate it.
Right.
Folks, get the book, 9/11, The Simple Facts, up on the website right now. God bless you, folks. Pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. And we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Gold, ever climbing as the